All right, we are right at the end of August. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is. I can't believe it's almost September. Tomorrow's September, right? No, one more day.
One more day. Uneven, my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm depreciating asset Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom, depreciating asset. When were you an asset?
I'm not an asset.
Well, you are an asset, but...
Okay, if I'm not an asset, then explain to me who vacuumed your house with the new vacuum cleaner that I got you.
That is an early Christmas present, an animal.
It is a Dyson Ball 3 animal.
It really made the carpet look nice. We have new carpet.
More maneuverable. It's actually kind of weird how the direction they went with this, because it has a smaller head. It's not as wide as the old one we had from like 20 years ago.
But it goes up closer to the edges.
It can get closer stuff. To stuff.
Yeah.
Vacuumed the whole house with the old one, then used the new one, picked up about a third more dust and things. And that special brush it has in the head there doesn't tangle hair, is great.
And who has a lot of hair?
Falling out.
Yeah.
You. Okay.
I don't know if I'm having left on my head.
It's about the way that goes. Yep. Otherwise, how are you with things going around here?
Oh, my legs, my knees getting better. Still have to do my exercises, though.
You had a knee replacement?
Yeah.
And
3 months out now.
Are you still using that silicone gel?
Yes.
Stuff on there?
On the scar.
How do you feel about the scar?
I don't know. What do you think? It's looking pretty good.
It might be about as healed up as it gets.
Oh, I think it eventually...
You think it won't have any of that red there?
Everybody told me that it's supposed to just be like a line. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Okay. Well, I think that's good.
Yep.
Overall, that works. And maybe you can do some plants. We have some Angelina sedums that got crushed in the remodeling of the house.
Yeah, our people put the siding rough on our plants.
We got too much rain for them, and it was like a double whammy.
And now
it really
like
messed them up.
An oven out
this
there.
This is our most resilient plant outside.
Yeah,
Angelina sedum.
Sedums. Yeah,
they spread everywhere. They look okay. They look kind of like something a clownfish would like. Like it would go by. Okay,
they're neat.
But yeah, they got crushed and now they all turned red and rot and they kind of like turn into dust.
So yeah, we got a plan.
Looks like mulch.
Your father looked it up and he's gonna replant
them. Into that. Yeah.
I say we, but he is gonna replant them.
Well, how about we get into the news?
Okie dokie.
All right, we've got a lot of news to get into this week. Okay.
There's lots of news.
As you are aware, we had a lot of like major celebrity deaths lately. I think that, you know, we had like 4 in 1 week. I'm like, okay, calm it down.
I know.
Give Mr. Feeny some room.
You know, it'd be kind of sad to pass away this week with Dolly Parton because nobody's going to even talk about losing you.
So we lost Dolly Parton. We also lost Tim Curry.
Yeah.
He's in one of your favorites, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And you know what? I've never seen that.
Home Alone 2. The Rocky Horror Picture Show, there's a wedding.
Have you ever seen it?
I've seen it.
Okay.
There's a couple of decent musical bits, okay?
I went to a video.
Meatloaf is in it before he has a hit song.
Yeah.
There's another gal that's in it, but way, way before she's famous.
Who's that?
There's a woman getting married at the beginning of the film, and she's on the one of your house shows. Love It or List It, I think.
Well, she is.
Yeah. I think
Brunette.
That's... She's an older gal.
Yeah, I forget her name.
And I think it's Love It or List It.
One of the original Love It or List It.
She just left the thing like a couple years back.
Yeah, she's older now.
Anyway.
Do you know your father went to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show and he sat in the back row?
And they had something about the back row, I guess. It's mostly pretty dumb.
I would like to see that.
But it's one of the few movies that makes money well after the fact. It makes a lot of money based on...
It's a cult following.
Just they keep showing it in theaters.
Probably still showing in Oklahoma City at the same theater.
Well, with Tim Curry dead, I'm sure it's gotten some spins lately. Also dead, the voice of Optimus Prime, Peter Cullen. Autobots, let's roll out. That guy. So people are really upset about that. He voiced a ton of cartoons and stuff. So yeah, people are pretty upset about that. We also had a catastrophic flood in Nepal.
That was awful.
You won't be going to Nepal anytime soon.
My brother-in-law wanted to go to Nepal. Said, hey, you guys, let's think about all going to Nepal. I don't think so.
That is a place where you can live really cheap.
I bet. Until you wash away.
Another place you can go cheap where, now this was about 10 or 15 years ago, I heard of this on like 60 Minutes. In Vietnam, the average person makes like $2,000 a year.
And you know, it's supposed to be really pretty there.
So an American could live like a king.
I know.
Now, I thought jungles, landmines.
It's pretty there.
You know, suicide bombing. Like, that's what I thought. No, that doesn't sound pretty. But in this 007 James Bond video game I played a couple months ago, he goes to some resort in Vietnam, and it was like pretty epic.
Yeah. I had a girl working for me. Her and her husband went to Vietnam. I don't know if they're back now or not, but they went there to work some kind of mission or something. But they were real excited about going there.
Well, one of our two listeners, Nathan, has just moved to Baltimore, and he's thinking about going to Vietnam on a trip.
Well, I hope he's liking Baltimore.
I told him that it was pretty cheap to go there or be there, and he'd heard the same thing. So maybe it's still the case.
Hope so.
Baltimore, like Vietnam, also known for its crime.
No, I bet Baltimore's nice.
We also have changes to the Pro Bowl. Did you hear about this?
Nope. Did this come out today?
NFL Pro Bowl has been canceled.
Well, it was such a good
Those NFL game. Players were saying things that they shouldn't have been saying, and they got canceled.
So what's it going to be now? Are they going to just like have like the basketball 3-on-3? Are they just going to have like football 3-on-3?
No, it's more of a, hey, you got selected to the Pro Bowl. Congratulations.
Now you get to go to the party.
In recent years, half the league has been making the Pro Bowl.
I know.
The two teams, on paper,
it's probably just a big party.
On paper, you have a week off between the AFC-NFC championship game and then the Super Bowl. So everybody can get rested up, give them a week off. What do we do that week off? I know. We put the Pro Bowl in. They did this a few years back. They changed it and they said, well, we could put the Pro Bowl there and then we don't have that dead space of no sport, okay?
You know what they should do? They should make it like for charity to help St. Jude or something, a good cause, and then everybody just goes and it all goes to charity.
Well, with the Pro Bowl between the Super Bowl, they couldn't put anybody that was in the Super Bowl in there.
I know.
So then they ended up with a bunch of people almost didn't want to see.
Yeah.
Some like fifth tier Pro Bowlers.
Oops, I almost
People turning
it
down, people not being allowed to play because they're in the Super Bowl. And then people lost interest.
Yeah.
So there is a lesson to be learned from this, should you become the commissioner of the NFL.
Okay, maybe you will someday.
I could be a great sports commissioner. I've already got three leagues in mind, okay? There's groin strike.
Oh, brother.
Okay, there are a lot of out-of-work football players that want to kick each other in the balls.
Yeah, right. Okay?
Man versus machine.
I think it should be men, women plus men.
Why can't we have a MMA versus an autonomous robot?
That might
now,
be
at
fun.
First, the humans are going to be doing fine, but then there will become a point where the robot starts killing people. And then we're going to have to rethink it. But, you know,
well, they'll be programmed
It'll be historic because it'll be like, this is the moment when the autonomous robot killed the guy.
No, they'll be programmed.
This is when everything in the world changed.
Yeah.
I think it would be really interesting. Man versus Machine and Grind Strike. No one's going to watch the movie. They want to have, look, Groin Strike, you could have like the color commentator could be somebody really known for the groin strikes. Like Johnny Knoxville from Jackass. Oh, it would be great. I'm sure of it. Your favorite gal, Lindsay Clancy, in the news. You want to talk about her situation?
Who's that?
Well, she killed her three kids and then jumped out a window.
I know who it is, yes. What happened? Has the jury came back?
I don't think they do jury stuff on the weekends, do they?
Well, no, I don't think so.
The government does not like working on the weekends.
They may be sequestered. In that case, they are locked up all weekend.
Well, my thinking is, you can get away with it if it was one kid. Oh my God, I can't believe I strangled my kid. Oh, Now I'm going to jump out the window. This is it for me. That might be like a snap.
I could see that.
Three kids deliberately killing the oldest first so that they can't interfere with the strangling of the others. This sounds way more premeditated.
Yeah.
They don't mind.
You know, she asked her. She had set it up so her husband had to go run errands.
The U.S. legal system doesn't mind some nice off the cuff murdering, but they don't like the premeditated murdering with the planning. And she was looking things up online. It's not a good look.
Okay, if you're having, and I believe there really is this, you know, postpartum depression for both males and females. I believe that's true. But if you're having it, man, any sign of it, or your family knows you're having it, that's when you get the kids out of the situation. for the time being, at least. Come on, people.
There is a bit of a problem where it's like, if you speak up about any of this depression for this, she could lose her kids. So she was worried about that, and it may have made things worse.
But you don't... She's not going to lose her kids permanently. It's going to be when she gets over the depression.
They dangle that possibility in front of them. And
okay,
then
well,
keeps
she lost the kids
up.
Big time, didn't she?
Yeah, she sure lost them now, didn't she?
Yes.
Other interesting news, your boy, Donald Trump over here. I'm the president.
He is not my boy.
Some people say I'm the greatest president of all time. You know, that could be true. It probably is. Well, I hereby decree... It shall no longer be Lake Ontario, but the great Lake America here in America.
He really should have called it Lake Trump.
I don't like Lake America. Now, I don't mind Gulf of America.
We named the
Gulf and the Gulf and the Volkswagen Gulf and the Scotty Scheffler Gulf. We can name that after a big landmass, but the lake being named after the country sounds small, doesn't it?
It's just... stupid.
Is there a lake that is named after a country anywhere? It just doesn't sound right.
It's just dumb.
It's the equivalent of America going straight to video with
yeah,
a sequel.
We went
is
to
what
video.
It is. Yeah.
We've gone to video.
More exciting sports news. The NFL's hottest club is the 49ers. They have everything. They have an owner who got stung in a trailer park prostitution ring. They have... I'm trying to do the Stephon City correspondent.
Are.
He has to like sniff his hands or something. They have a head coach, Nepo Baby, who crashed a car while texting and driving. And a wannabe 49er who's been extorting women of money by pretending to have made the practice team. So this guy, he's posting videos of him running on the beach with a 49ers helmet on. And girls think that he's going to be on the team, but he needs a little bit of money right now. And they're like, oh, yeah, I want to have a boyfriend that's a football player.
Do they send him money?
And they send him money. Yeah, he's gotten...
Why didn't you do that?
He's gotten arrested. I might look a little old for it. I don't know.
You look young
for
your age.
So this guy's running around, and he's got his helmet.
That's funny.
And he just runs and catches a football while wearing the helmet. Man, he's practicing and stuff. He's pretending.
Is he hot?
He's pretending to be the cousin of the Green Bay quarterback. He's made up a name. He has a backstory, all this stuff. And
oh my.
It says he has swindled dozens of women out of more than $1 million.
Wow. Has he got like a GoFundMe or something?
It's something about like, hey, I haven't gotten my rookie deal yet, you know. But hey, can you put some money for it? Yeah, I got my Lamborghini Urus. It needs new tires. So
yeah, he probably drives a Volkswagen.
He like gets pictures in front of expensive cars, and they think, wow, this guy's he's going to be rich, and I'm going to be his girlfriend, and we're going to be rich, and so that's how it works. Last bit, we've got entertainment news. This came out just yesterday, so I'm kind of glad that you postponed your pod. Days of Thunder 2. Tom Cruise is back.
Is he? Now talk about somebody getting old.
With Anne Hathaway.
Oh, wow.
Now I have a theory on this, a hypothesis. I think it's a theory at this point. Robert Duvall was probably standing in the way of a Days of Thunder sequel. And they just said, we'll wait him out. He's like 90. We'll wait him out. He dies. Okay, here we go. Days of Thunder 2.
Okay, so Tom Cruise is what? More than 20 years older than Anne.
I am guessing that Anne Hathaway's character is going to be like the owner of the race car team. And they have to get Tom Cruise out of retirement to teach the young hotshot protege how to drive.
You think so?
It'll be something like that. It'll be... Because the first movie was kind of like... Top Gun with cars. And now this is going to be Top Gun Maverick with cars.
We'll see.
John C. Reilly's in this. It's like his
now
first
he's
role.
He's getting old.
He might be like the crew chief. They might bring him back. I saw.
How old is he?
Well, he's a little bit younger than you, maybe, or something about that. Okay. I don't know. But anyway, Randy Quaid was excited about this. And I have a feeling Randy Quaid wasn't invited.
Uh-oh.
He seems a little unhinged. So I don't think he's invited. You wanted to try some food.
Well, you brought these home from Target.
You want to say what these are? These are Oreo bits.
And what are they? They're regular cookies. They're not little.
No, they're...
They're purple.
It's supposed to be some kind of gaming thing, okay?
They're purple.
So, it says brown sugar pancake.
Oh, my
gosh.
You can
smell the brown sugar.
But they're purple.
What's wrong with purple?
They smell like pancakes.
Smells like brown sugar.
Brown sugar.
You know, that doesn't taste bad. I think the cookie helps. What do you think about the cookie and the cream?
They're crunchy.
You think so? How do you like it?
I don't know. They're strange. They definitely don't taste like Oreos.
All right, so final ruling, Oreo bits. What do you think?
They're kind of strange.
Okay, hold on. Wait, maybe it's not Oreo bits. Maybe it's Oreo BTS. And look, maybe that's Korean. Maybe this is K-pop Oreos.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was gaming stuff.
Like, so the girls are going to love them.
I didn't really. Okay,
kids are
maybe
going to love them.
Yeah, BTS. That's like Asian writing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so now you change your tune because it would be culturally inappropriate for you to slander this. Because
if you thought it
was gaming, I can make fun of it. Now it's Korean. Hold up.
It still tastes like pancakes on an Oreo and barely any Oreo.
I think it tastes pretty good. I think it's better than an Oreo. Okay. That's what I'm going to say.
You say that then.
Okay, Mom, we've got a new game for you.
Okie doke.
All right, this is going to be pretty exciting. This game is called...
I like that song.
That's David Bowie's Slang.
Slang.
Okay, so... Yeah. The rules here are interesting, okay?
I'm
going to give you 5 slang words.
Oh, no.
And you're going to tell me what
they
mean.
Know. You guys, the new words are... This is going to be interesting.
First up, keeping it 100.
That's giving 100% of yourself.
Next up, Riz.
Riz? Like ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
What is a baddie?
Somebody that bats their eyelashes or has bat wings, arms. I don't know.
No cap.
No cap means it doesn't matter. He doesn't matter. He's just a nobody.
He's a no cap?
Yeah.
Thought. THOT.
That you're having a thought. A unique thought.
What? No, you can't define something with its own word.
Okay, thought. That you're thinking.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what each of these actually mean.
Okay. Oh
keep
no.
Keep it 100 is mean you're being honest.
That's good. I was close.
Riz is like you are, you're hitting on some girl and you've got Riz factor there. He's got.
Is it good?
It's different than what you said. Baddie is just like a hot girl.
Oh, a baddie? Oh,
yeah.
Like she's bad.
No cap means not lying.
No cap, okay.
And thought is that hoe over there.
Oh, I was off on that one. It's a bad thought.
So that is slang.
Slang, that's a pretty fun game.
How do you like that? I've got a few more.
That's a cute one.
We can maybe do a few more installments of that.
Okay.
I think. I'm sure you have something for me.
I have a quote. Let me find it here. Well, I have two quotes. I'm going to try the first one. I think you've already done the first one. Here we go. Last night you were unhinged. You were like some desperate howling demon. You frightened me. Do it again.
You haven't said this.
Good.
Maybe it's from a movie you mentioned already. Was it an Austin Powers movie? No.
Sounds like Austin Powers.
Can I get a hint?
I get a hint? It used to be on TV, and it's been made into a movie. This is from the movie. And now it has a remake from one of their children is real popular right now.
My goodness, what could this be?
Can we say it again?
It was TV, then a movie?
Yeah.
And then their children
around for a lot. And one of their children has her own show now.
I have no idea.
Think about it.
What was on TV and then a movie? And we just talked about Transformers. Munsters?
The Addams Family.
The Addams Family?
Yes. Angelica Houston as Morticia Addams in The Addams Family, 1991.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying there. Yeah. Those were good hints. They were vague enough. Yeah.
Good.
Didn't you say you wanted to do a second one?
I've got a second one. You want to try? I think you've already done this one.
Well, I thought I was supposed to have already done the first one.
No, here's one. If I'm not back in 5, just wait longer.
If I'm not back in 5, just wait longer? That was a mouthful for you, wasn't it?
If I'm not back in five, just wait longer. I had trouble with that one.
No idea. Give me some hints.
Oh,
here.
Come on.
I said give me some hints.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Okay. This character likes animals.
Likes animals?
Yeah. They have the main
character. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yeah. What year?
1994.
That's right.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched that not too long ago, and there are some. That was the first of his big year. He had three huge comedies in 1994. Do you remember what they were?
Oh, there's one where he makes his face.
No, actually, maybe the Ace Ventura was second.
I don't know.
I know which one was the last.
What
one
are
of
they?
The Mask.
That's what I was thinking of.
Where he makes his face. What did you say?
Wild. It goes all.
Okay.
He has like.
And
he
what,
must have like
what
a
was the last
face.
Big hit he had that year?
I don't know.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, that was cute.
And then, I mean, he was like...
on fire.
He was really on fire at the box office. They'd be like, we're disappointed the movie didn't make $200 million. And nowadays they'd be like, wow, a comedy that makes that kind of money? Hold up. It just doesn't happen. So
he's like, I heard that he's not making any more movies. I think he's retiring or stepping back.
He's in these Sonic the Hedgehog movies that make money. He's doing okay.
Good. Bye-bye now.
What were you waiting for?
I was waiting for you to sign, to give me a signal.
I don't point at you
give
on that.
Give me a sign.
No, this isn't the recording booth, Michael Jackson. What you should know, oh, hey, we're playing the out song.
Well, I was waiting for you to go, or not, a blink at me or something.